Hello, and welcome to the latest podcast from The Lancet Haematology. I'm Gavin Cleaver, and today we're going to be talking about effective treatment of trauma-induced coagulopathy. I'm delighted to be joined today by the author of a new paper on the subject. Dr. Innerhofer, please will you introduce yourself?
I'm an anesthesiologist, and I'm working in this field more than 30 years. I worked in the University Hospital of Innsbruck in Austria, Level 1 Trauma Center, and from the very beginning of my career, I was confronted with management of major bleeding, and for these reasons, I'm so interested in this topic.
So, Dr. Innerhofer, please will you tell us a little bit about the background to your new study?
Yes. This is really a very long story, and I try to briefly summarize. Everything started about 20 years ago. At this time, major bleeding in the OR or in the emergency department nearly always ended up with massive transfusion, with enduring bleeding and unstable patients, even after arrival at the ICU. And this situation was really disappointing. Because of this, we decided to establish a working group with the aim to better understand what happens with the coagulation system in patients with major bleeding. What are the main pathologies? How can we measure it? How can we treat them? Can we limit blood loss and patients' exposure to transfusion if we correct coagulation? And fortunately, in 1997, Rotem became available at our institution. And this viscoelastic test provided very new and important insights into understanding coagulation, because this device is able to show for the first time how a clot develops. And this fact changed everything in our understanding of hemostasis. Using the Rotem, we found out and published this already in 2002 and in many other following articles that there is one very underestimated but very important factor that influences the clot and the bleeding situation. And this is fibrinogen. And we also confirmed that administration of fibrinogen concentrate can effectively correct existing fibrinogen deficiency and poor clot firmness. During the past 10 years, several other investigators confirmed these findings, and the use of fibrinogen concentrate became more common in many institutions in Europe. But whenever it came to the discussion about using fresh frozen plasma, which are still recommended by guidelines, we always were second with our experience and even with our several published studies showing the importance of fibrinogen. It is too expensive, there is no proof of benefit, no controlled clinical trial had directly compared a plasma-based therapy with one using factor concentrates. So we thought, let's do it on our own. And this was the beginning of our RATIC trial.
And so, Doctor, please could you outline for us then the aim of your study?
The aim was simply we wanted to know what is really happening if a bleeding patient receives plasma as recommended by guidelines. Will clot strength improve? This is important, as only a stable clot can stop diffuse coagulopathic bleeding. And what happens if mainly fibrinogen concentrate is administered instead? What are the consequences of therapy regarding the bleeding situation, the duration of bleeding, the need for transfusion, and ultimately the occurrence of multi-organ failure?
What then, in summary, does your study show? What was your discovery?
The study shows that a Rotem-guided first-line use of factor concentrates is really superior to first-line administration of plasma in the bleeding trauma patient. This is because factor concentrates, which mainly refer to fibrinogen concentrate, quickly correct poor clot firmness. And this translates into early stop of bleeding and a reduction in the need of blood transfusion of any kind. and even in the rate of massive transfusion. In contrast, we found that plasma administration was not able to improve clot strength. Moreover, plasma frequently decreased clot strength, and this resulted in prolonged bleeding and huge transfusion requirements. The rate of massive transfusion was even increased threefold with the use of plasma. And as we had already knowledge on the importance of fibrinogen, our study protocol dictated to administer factor concentrates if 2 times plasma administration fails. And this was the case in more than 50% of patients in the plasma arm. They needed rescue administration of fibrinogen concentrate for stop of coagulopathic bleeding, meaning you can just flip a coin whether FFP works or not. While factor concentrates were effective in 96% of patients in the factor arm, this translates into a remarkable low number needed to treat of about 2 for use of factor concentrate. Since a very long time, we all know that ongoing bleeding and hemodynamic instability, need of fluid resuscitation and huge transfusion are very disadvantageous for our patients. And all this ultimately increases the risk of occurrence of complications like multi-organ failure. And this was the reason why we chose a difference in multi-organ failure as the overall primary study endpoint. Because the interim analysis after inclusion of the first 100 patients showed futility and the mentioned harmful effects in patients randomized to the FFP arm, the study was terminated early for ethical reasons. Prior sample size calculation told us that we needed to include at least 200 patients to firmly address the endpoint multi-organ failure. However, even with the available small sample size, we found that patients receiving plasma more frequently developed more multi-organ failure. And when we took into account the influencing factors, namely severity of injury and presence of brain injury, first-line use of plasma not only increased the risk for massive transfusion significantly, but also more than doubles the risk for multi-organ failure.
So, Doctor, what are the wider implications of these findings?
So, if I may say it straight, use bedside Rotem or another viscoelastic device and use factor concentrates when it really bleeds. We strongly hope that our work during the past 20 years and the recent data of the RATIC study finally initiate a switch in the dogma of first-line FFP use in bleeding patients. Plasma may be additionally necessary in a very few patients exhibiting excessive blood loss, but the majority of patients really benefit from early effective fibrinogen administration. And if you can control a bleeding, you will be able to reduce early deaths from exsanguination and also may reduce late mortality resulting from multi-organ failure.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks to you for listening.